Today's devotional comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians 4. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we hunger and thirst, we are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become, and are still, like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you, then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love in a spirit of gentleness? Here in 1 Corinthians 4, Paul continues to tell the Corinthians how they should view himself, Peter and other apostles, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Remember, the Corinthians were making much of who they followed in an attempt to put themselves higher than others in the church. Last chapter, he called them infants for introducing this jealousy and strife in the church. They're doing the opposite of what Paul wants for them, which is unity, maturity, and focus on God. Paul writes that he does not care if he is judged by them or other men. In fact, from verse 3, he does not even judge himself. Instead, he knows that it is God who judges him. So he lives according to God's judgment alone, and encourages the Corinthians to do the same, to stop comparing themselves to one another, and to stop comparing Paul to others. Rather, they are to live unto God alone. To drive home this point, Paul gets very sarcastic with them. He writes that the Corinthians have received all that they could ever want, that they have become kings while Paul and other servants have become like the scum of the earth. He says, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute." Through this, he admonishes them to not get proud on who they follow, because after all, the apostles are servants of God, who take the lower position of serving. As people who are called to love others and to take the position of servant as well, let's aim for the heart that Paul displays. The heart that does not mind what others think of us and that also forgets the self. This is not an empty heart or mindset. It's emptied of self so that it can be full of God. A couple of spiritual disciplines that may help with this is 1, prayer, and 2, serving in the mundane, First, prayer. Prayer squashes pride because we know we aren't the ones taking action. It has to be God. And if we catch ourselves comparing ourselves to somebody else, let's instead pray for that person and bless him or her. And second, serving in the mundane. Over time, like with the Corinthians, sin can warp serving into something that gives ourselves value. To share a personal story, it's embarrassing, but I used to feel better when my family group, the one that I led, had more members than other family groups. Or if I was not comparing myself to others, I could even get proud of myself for how much I was doing. However, God gives us chances to take on the tasks that seem the least honorable, to serve in mundane ways. For example, picking up trash even if you didn't make the mess, or doing the dishes, or helping somebody on the street. I also want to call out In My Revolution, the conference that we are hosting starting in a couple days on Thursday. There will be plenty of opportunities to serve our brothers and sisters in our AMI family. These acts of serving in the lowest ways can train us to be humble and to seek God's reward. Let's pray that God will teach us how to be his servants. Let's pray. God, we just want to lift up our church to you. We pray that you would teach us how to serve, God, how to serve not out of any pride or in any way to like boast or puff up ourselves, but Lord, help us to serve out of love. God, following Paul's example and ultimately following your example, Jesus. God, I pray that you would help us to see who we are and that we would be so secure in you and that we would draw closer to you as we seek to love and serve others. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.